Unification was followed by several centuries of consolidation. Obviously, this was a difficult process involving large distances and obviously unruly, rebellious competitors. As far as we know, the first pharaoh of a truly unified Egypt was King Horus Aha, sometimes called Menes, who moved the royal capital from Abydos downstream to Memphis, quite close to Cairo, the city of the creator god Ptah. He and his successors consolidated their domains from a patchwork of small kingdoms into a simple, single political entity. Horus Aha and his successors ruled like gods, for they were the descendants of much earlier desert tribal shamans who had kept the forces of evil like foreign invaders, famine, and disasters at bay. They did the same thing. The barometer of this consolidation is what we know about their burials. The earliest Egyptian kings were buried at Abydos in subterranean mud-brick tombs close to the ancient entry to the underworld, their tomb marked by a mortuary enclosure above ground. A low earthen mound lay inside the enclosure, a symbolic depiction of the primordial earthen mound of Egyptian creation, which had been formed at the moment when creation began. Nearby lay pits containing wooden boats, funerary craft designed to carry the dead kings symbolically across the heaven, just as the sun god Re journeyed across the heavens from sunrise to sunset, in the endless cyclical pattern of human existence. For four centuries, this so-called archaic period of Egyptian civilization, the pharaohs wrestled with the problems of consolidating their domains. They used propaganda, proclaiming that they maintained order in the presence of a supreme divine force, the power of the sun. They cast themselves as herdsmen and protectors of the people, as warriors and builders, in chants and hymns, on temple walls and in public ceremonies, they repeated the message again and again. The pharaoh is divine and infallible, and remember the word infallible. The pharaoh is eternity. And then, somewhere between 2650 and 2630 BC, the pharaoh Chosa came to the throne, and he ruled for 19 years. His vizier, or prime minister, was the high priest of Memphis, a man called Imhotep, who was also a brilliant architect. Imhotep, in a bold move, designed a new royal burial place for his monarch, a stepped pyramid, which depicted the primordial earthen mound in stone. This pyramid, stepped tower, as it were, was a stairway to heaven, to the realm of the sun god. Chosa was buried under this pyramid, which formed part of an elaborate mortuary complex, a setting for the display of kingship and of the ruler himself. For example, a central courtyard laid out the symbolic boundaries of the two lands, and the pharaoh would pace round them in a public ceremony. Chosa's reign was a turning point. He immediately preceded the Old Kingdom period of Egyptian history, which lasted from 2575 to 2180 BC. His successors emulated his burial habit. They decided that pyramids were the worthy display. They embarked on what we can only call an orgy of pyramid construction, which culminated in the building of the magnificent pyramids of Giza near Cairo, which were erected by three generations of kings between 2575 and 2494 BC.